Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary. From the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. Paul McCartney's career has spanned more than 50 years, 40 as a solo artist or member of Wings, releasing thousands of songs, influencing untold number of musicians, some of which have in turn covered his ample catalog. This week, we explore the music of this Beatle through the eyes and ears of others. More of that sincerest form of flattery stuff, the cover.
Thank you.
inside these four walls. Sent inside forever. Never seeing no one nice again. Like you. Mama, you
but live and let die.
Well, that should wake you up, starting with the lead singer from Def Leppard, Joe Elliott, and the single-only release, Hi Hi Hi. Another non-LP cut was Junior's Farm, top 10 for McCartney in 1974, his last single for Apple. This version by Steve Miller. Arguably, McCartney's best solo outing was Band on the Run from 1973. We hear the two singles released from that LP, the title cut and Jet by Heart, and Cheap Trick alumni Robin Zander and Rick Nielsen, respectively. Nearly everyone had something good to say about the record, even Lennon. And, in my opinion, the best cover of Paul's Live and Let Die from a metal band, replacing Paul's smooth delivery with Axl Rose's gritty I've Been Smoking Since I Was Five vocals, Guns N' Roses. Although, as we've seen, Paul could rock when he wanted to, he's unfortunately tied to the silly love song, something he's quite good at. Let's hear how that type of song is interpreted by others.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love. My love does it good. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love does it good. And when the cupboard's bare, I'll still find something there with my love. It's understood, it's everywhere with my love. And my love does it. Yeah. it good to me. Never ask me why I never say goodbye to my love. It's understood, it's everywhere with my love. And my love does it good. Oh, 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 oh.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
So bad. that I would love you from the moment I opened my eyes. And the morning that I first saw you gave me life under calico skies. I will hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life. Always looking for ways to love you, never failing to fight by your side. While the angels of love protect us from the innermost secrets we hide, I will hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life. Long live all of us crazy soldiers who were born under calico skies. May we never be called to handle all the weapons of war we despise. I will hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life. I'll hold you for as long as you like. I'll love you for the rest of my, for the rest of my life.
Retired American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. gave us My Love, a number one in the States for Paul. Maybe I'm Amazed combines a love song and a rocker, interpreted in this case by piano man Billy Joel. Paul's not the only one who can scream and sing. Can a cut that features the original artist still be considered a cover? Yeah, why not? Paul on backing vocals with Lindsay Pagano from her Love, Faith, and Inspiration LP from 2001 with So Bad. Calico Skies, a love song inspired by a hurricane by Long Island singer-songwriter Nancy Sirianni.
What better time to find a brand new day? Oh, wanderlust away.
Light out, wanderlust. Help us to be free.
Bye.
Beach Boy Brian Wilson and Wanderlust from 1981's Tug of War album. Wanderlust refers to the boat the band recorded their previous LP, London Town, on in 1978. Longtime Beatle fan, producer, writer, and ELO frontman Jeff Lynne with Get Back Sessions Leftover, Junk. The song eventually shows up on Paul's first solo LP. A reggae-flavored Come and Get It, a song written by Paul for Badfinger by Toots Hibbert, ex of Toots and Maytals. The entire Def Leppard this time performs Hell on Wheels, a play on words personification of Hell on Wheels, the pet name for the McCartney's Land Rover. Electronica, one-man band Owl City, and Paul's Listen to What the Man Said from 1975's Venus and Mars LP. And speaking of that album, the lead-off track, Venus and Mars Rock Show, presented by Kiss. By Kiss, I mean Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Ace and Peter are AWOL or MIA, depending on how you rate their importance to the band.
Sitting in the stands of the sports arena, waiting for the show to begin. Red lights, green lights, strawberry wine. A good friend of mine follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Who's Keep in touch there? With the show at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Come on now, we're going down to the Rock Show.
Are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be able to do this?